Okay, sorry, I just had two hashlomos that I had to make for Borer before we start our new topic. I apologize. Number one was I even had it on the board and then it just flipped my mind at the last second. We're talking about different kalim. What about a spoon? Is a spoon a kli or is it not a kli? Simple shot would be once we get through Rav Moshe, then a spoon is just a way of taking something. Like that's not a kli. A kli is something that helps separate things, not just that helps you pick things up. And that's what comes out of the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat Samach Vav. What does he say? You can use a kaf to take out the solid part of your stew from the liquid. The mutter is derech is mutter because that is derech achila. That's not a problem. Sounds like using a spoon is not a shach of clean. However, in two other places, the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah in some cotton Samach Beis, it's very clear that using a spoon is a clean. He talks here about chen hakolate right after the nun zayin of the. Like footnote of the Shartzim, if you take off the cream from the milk, that's boral. If you're taking off cream and you can take off cream from the top, just part of the cream. When you get the borderline between the cream and the milk, leave some cream there. Yeah, you're allowed to take off cream, but don't take off the cream that's next to the milk because that would be bor. The cream that's all the way on top, that's not mixed with the milk. But at the borderline, it's considered tarubet. So don't skim all the way down to the borderline. Or you could just take some of the milk. Because only at the borderline it is a tarobes. You just take some, you take it above the borderline or below. That's not a tarobes. Then he adds a bracket. But taking off all the cream and leaving all the milk. Why? What if you want to eat it right away? You're taking ochel la'alter. Shari look at the cup. Because using a cup and a spoon counts as a kli. So the Mishnah Berurah in Samach Beis is very clear that a spoon counts as a kli. He also says that, although it's sort of a it's a total agav, in Sifkat Nun Hei, says, but also even if you don't use a spoon, you just pour it out the pot, which is like a yad, not a kli. Would it imply that if you would use a spoon, that would be kli and worse than it? But that's not what he's talking about now. So Nun Hei said, even if not use a spoon, so it's not a kli, lying that a spoon is a kli, and it's not a base, he says the spoon is a kli. But in Samach Vav, that doesn't seem to bother him, and we don't understand totally why a spoon should be a kli. So that is very mysterious. Why the Mishnah Berurah considers a spoon. Why the Mishnah Berurah in Nun Hei again and Samach Beis considers a spoon to be a considered a spoon to be a kli. Look, Ora, he deals with this a little. If you look in the Sharet Zion Nun Chet, he says, "Can you li?" Etc. Avol Bekaf Sharet Zion Derech Breira Hu B'Davar Zeh. That's the Derech of Breira. And therefore, it is a kli. But he doesn't really explain what he means by that. It's not so clear. The simple shot is that using a spoon to just take things, that's not considered a kli. That's just like a roach says, just a convenient way to take things to keep your hands clean. But when you're using a spoon to skim, that's just two examples. In Sifkat Nun Hei and Samach Beis, you're skimming basically an oil layer from a water layer, right? Shuman from Rotev or cream from milk. A spoon, when you're using a spoon to skim, it's actually a borer device. Because without a spoon, you can't like skim one layer off another. But a spoon, like, is like just the right size that it goes in between the two layers and manages to take one layer off the other. Right, you ever know something's a little hard to get one layer off another layer very neatly? Not to just like take more or less, then you get a mixture of both layers. But if you want to exactly separate the Schumann layer from the Rotev layer, or the, so a spoon really, it helps discriminate because it sort of scoops in and separates out two layers. So maybe that's why the Mishnah Berurah Koshesh, that a spoon is considered a kli when you're using it to separate two different layers of water-based material and oil-based material. But if you're just using a spoon to take something out of something, right? If you're just using a spoon to take a potato from the cholent or to take the chicken from the chicken soup or whatever, that's not called a kli. But if you're using a spoon to skim, that's a kli, because a spoon is actually an ideal skimming device that has more power than you would then using any other instrument. So the pasta, that's what the Mishnah Berurah holds.
With like the side of a bowl or side of another kind of clue with that make it turn into clue, but it's just like, let's say, what, syrup and you're melting the ones in your mouth.
No, because here's a little tricky. You're tipping it with your hand. You're also moving the spoon with your hand as well. But that's clear that the Mishnah Berurah is Chilukin Nun Hei. He says if you're tipping the thing to get the shuman off the road, so that's yad. If you're skimming it with a spoon, that's kli. The chor, the simple pshat. I think what he has to say is, okay, I could say, I think the simple pshat is that the spoon has more advantage being borer than tipping the pot. Tipping the pot, you could also do with your hands, just they would get very dirty. You could, hold it in your hands and spill out the milk from the cereal, etc. But you can't skim it all without a special implement. I thought, by the way, in a sefer called Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbat by Rav Karp, a Talmud of Rav Yochev, he quoted that he heard from Shlomo Zalman that maybe the Mishnah Berurah here only meant a special spoon they used to have for skimming things that was a special device and not a regular spoon. Okay, that would be that would explain it very nicely. Oh, he only needs a special borer device, that not a normal spoon. But I think the other modern day svarim assume he meant the normal spoon. That the normal spoon contributes more to separating layers than a pot does to separating liquids and solids. Okay, so pot is that double potkin? Yes. I think that's what the Shmir Chavez says.
Hard to argue that any more than a nun.
No, because a knife, I'm getting a little over my head in terms of culinary expertise, but a knife just cuts wherever I put it. A knife does not automatically separate two layers. Now, again, it might depend how skilled I am with the knife, but I think if I want to peel an apple with a knife, let's say, the knife is not going to automatically get the peel off the apple. I have to aim it every second to get the peel off the apple. But a spoon, you just get into the shung of the spoon and you skim and it keeps pushing itself between the two layers. But, all right, that's the best. Unless you say he didn't mean it, he meant a special spoon that they manufacture specifically for separating. And therefore, since it's a special clea they made for a special purpose, it's more chomer. But if you don't say that, then they have to say that a spoon has more power to separate than anything else.
Corn case, we use it.
So let's say you want to take corn the out of the liquid, that spoon is fine, because then the spoon doesn't do anything special.
You can't squeeze it from.
What?
You can't use the squeeze out of it.
But that's what we saw with the machlokes, that we try to be machmer. Yeah, right. Okay, so that's one thing. The other thing I want to say is that I have to modify what we said back on Simon Sif Zayin. I apologize. Sif Zayin. Back to Sif Zayin, because we got into a whole conversation of Zorah. Zorah means, right, use the wind to separate heavy from light. Mm-hmm. What if you make wind to separate heavy from light by blowing them? So this, you might have thought in Sif Zayin, Hayilom Alilos, Mayor of Shabbos, Lo Yenape, Beknon, Betam, Choyblom, Shteyadav, Al-Manap, here, what the Gersa Menapa or Menapeach, not clear, but Yadav Achat Bechol Kocho. Right? So, what does it mean, Yadav Achat Bechol Kocho, Menape or Menapeach? Maybe it depends what the Gersa is, right? That's quoting Gemara. What's this case? How can you separate the husks from the grain, the Yadav Achat Bechol Kocho? What does that mean? What do you do in your one hand to separate the husk from the grain? So, the Sefer Aruch in Erech Nun Pei, have two pshatim. Because one pshat is, it means you just shake it up and down in your hand until the light up ball. And you can imagine, you have peanuts with the little like paper shell. You just shake it up and down in your hand, eventually the shells will fall, the papers will fall on the floor, and you look like good peanuts. Or does it mean you blow like this? So that is 2 days in the Aruch, what this case in the Shulchan Aruch was. We translated it as blowing. You're allowed to blow with one hand. Why? Because it's just with one hand. That's such a shinoy. That is mutter. However, it seems like most of the acronym here, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Aruch HaShulchan here, they say no. He means jiggling it up and down in your hand. Like you can't jiggle it up and down in two hands or pour it from one hand to the other hand back and forth, but you can jiggle it up and down in one hand till all the light peel fall off. How about blowing? Are you allowed to blow or not? So that's a big machlok sachronim. The Aruch HaShulchan here, meaning the corresponding Sif Zayin, which is Chavav, what's the big machlokas? Aruch HaShulchan, Sif Chavav, said, oh, Pasha, you can blow. That's like the most obvious thing. Blow in one hand. That's not Zora. That's such a different way than actual widowing. However, the Egle Tau in Zora Osei and the Shvisa Shavas in Zora Osei also, coincidentally, they say no, that blowing is an Ister Daraisa of Zora. Even in one hand, that's not enough Bashinoi to matter it. And basically, so we have a big machlokes. So the Aruch HaShulchan says you're allowed to blow with one hand because that's so different in that bowl after here. You're allowed to blow out of your left chin. However, the Egle Tal Neshisa Shabbat says you're not even allowed to blow in one hand. That's too much like Zohar because your mouth is making wind with your mouth. The only heter of Zion is to jiggle it with one hand, which is very unlike Zohar Bor Merake. You're not picking anything and you're not sifting anything and you're not putting wind through anything. But blowing is usher, and the modern day Sfarim Papkin, like the Igle Tal Neshisa Shabbat against the Aruch HaShulchan. So Lamaisa in Siv Zayin, we would interpret Siv Zayin to mean you can jiggle it with one hand, but blowing it with one hand, that's Machlokes Achronim. And we'd be mocker and say you can't even blow the shells out of the peanuts in one hand.
But shaking's fine.
But shaking's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Did that what? And obviously that might depend whether the girsa is menape or menapeh. Because menape sounds like sifting, which is very general. Menapeh sounds like blowing. The truth is that all the achronim say whatever the girsa is, they're going to get their shot anyway. But it'll be pashtus. It should depend on the girsa. Okay. Now we're ready for our new avzalacha, which is poking. So we're going to start, we'll jump into the Shulchan Aruch and then fill in the sugyas as they come up. Let's start with Siv Zayin. Token, Shin Chaf Aleph Siv Zayin. First halacha of Token. Mutter Logos Pilpilin. Afilu Harbe Yachad. You're allowed to crush pepper, right? You know, anyone ever see peppercorns? I'm sure you've seen peppercorns, right? You probably might have at home or you've been in a fancy restaurant. These pepper mills, little tiny pepper mills. Right, you crush the peppercorns and you make it into the little specks. So you're allowed to crush even many of them together. Why? Because in the Gemara, there's one day that you can only do one. Vehushi duchem kachal sakin. Only do with a shinoi, with a handle of the knife. Uve ka'ara, which is the handle of knife in the Gemara. Uve ka'ara, that means with a bowl. Right. So this is a mefurish Gemara. In Chulin Dav Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, that there was one day that you could only crush one peppercorn, but we Paskin Rav says no, as long as you're doing a shinoi with a knife handle. Meaning you take the knife and handle down and you crush the peppercorn. That's obviously a very weird way of crushing peppercorns. Then it is totally mutter because of the shinoi. Now, what the machlokas Rishonim? I mean, there are two machlokas Rishonim here. One machlokas Rishonim is very technical. Let's start with the technical shot. The Shulchan Aruch says with a knife handle, right? Sorry, the Gemara says with a knife handle. The Torah says with a knife handle. But the Rambam used this lashon of a knife handle and a knife handle and a bowl. What did he mean by knife handle and a bowl? So here we have a machlokas. The Magen Avraham says he's not adding anything that's not mefurish in the Gemara. Magen Avraham sifkatan test said, we know in Hebrew, right, of the Tanakh and Chazal, ve can mean
or.
Exactly, it can mean and, but it can mean or. Says among Avraham, ubikara means or. You could use a knife handle, or you could use the bottom of a bowl. Put it on the table and crush it with the bottom of the bowl. And depending on the Gemara says you could use a weird thing to crush it. But give it the example of a weird thing that maybe in his house someone thought of crushing pepper with. And I assume you could crush it with anything you want that's weird. Right? So the Magen Avraham said, there's no Kiddush in the Rambam. Again, the Shulchan Aruch is putting laws in the Rambam, as he wants to. It just means you need a Shinoi. However, the other Achronim understood, all the other Achronim, you know, from the Beis Yotzev to the Taz to the Mishnah Brura, that the Rambam was making a Kiddush. And what he meant was not you crushed it with a knife or a bowl, like on top. Rather, you need a double Shinoi. You crushed it with a knife handle on top and a bowl on the bottom. Meaning you don't put it, how did they crush things in the old days? There was no thing as a pepper mill, like we have. That mentioned the second beta, a pepper mill. But it could be that the other, even maybe even more common way they crushed pepper was the way they crushed everything with a mortar and pestle, right? That, you know, they have a picture of those things at pharmacy, I think. It just means like this big, round, heavy thing in this bowl. You put your wheat or spices or what have you in that big bowl called the mortar, and then you crushed it with the pestle, and that was how you crushed most things in the old days, unless you had a mill that was more fancy, whether a pepper mill or a, you know, a real mill for wheat, etc. So the most achronim, Vidas Harama / Machaber, that it means you can't take the put it in a mortar and then crush it with the handle of the knife. Because that's only one sheet. But, you know, you crush something, you don't need something on top, something on the bottom. If what's on top is different, a knife handle, what's on bottom is normal. Rather, you need to have two shinoim, a weird kli on top and a weird kli on bottom. So put it in a bowl instead of a mortar and crush it with a knife handle instead of a pestle, a double shinoim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says here, someplace. One second, where's the Perush? Of a long you can't use the pestle on the table or bowl, that's only one shinoi. You can't use the knife handle in the mortar, because that's only one shinoi. You have to have a shinoi on top, shinoi on the bottom, so you have to crush it with a knife handle or some other weird thing and put it on a bowl or a table. That's considered a shinoi, because you're not supposed to crush things on a bowl or a table. You're supposed to crush things in the mortar. So you need a double shinoi. So here we have the heter of shinoi. Shinoi echad is pshat in the Gemara and the Magen Avraham. Shnei Shinuyim is shot in the Rambam. This is the Beis Yosef, the Taz, and the Mishnah Brura. We paskin that you need the Shnei Shinuyim. Okay, that's the Pesach of Mishnah Brura, and to the best of my knowledge, everyone agrees. The trickier point is,
a bowl count as one shinoi, even using the front of a knife or pestle, I guess.
In a bowl? That's a good question. The answer is I'm not sure. You might say that you need one shinoi, but the shinoi has to be big, and the biggest shinoi is what you crush it with, not what it's sitting on. So I would not run to that. The bigger question is, Hani Pilpuli made the Khadakatina Shari Tarti after some is never Shabbos, Pashtus is talking about Shabbos. So why would anyone say it's talking about Yantif? Right? Who says it's talking about Yantif? Right? He quotes here, there's some tshuva of Rashi, and there's a Rach and a She'ultos. That's a lot of early poskim who say it's talking about Yantif, even though it's the Masechta Shabbos. Thank you. So why would anyone say it's talking about Yantif or Shabbos?
Thank you.
Yeah. Shut Rashi. I don't know if you're not Shut Rashi. Totally Shonen. Barak. The Shilto. And all the other Shonen things talking about Shabbat. Why are you talking about Shabbat? Thank you. Because it's the Masechta Shabbat. Why shouldn't it be talking about Shabbat? Why would anyone say that it's talking about Yontif? It's the Masechta Shabbat. Shouldn't Yontif belong in the Masechta Pizza? What's the incentive to say it's talking about Yontif? Exactly. Because, let's see, says Rabbeinu Chanan, I'll be right here. Pierce be Yontif. Okay, right there. Pierce be Yontif. Why? Because your knowledge of Malach Mashina and Shabbos. It takes you to Malach Mashina Shabbos. As far as obvious, right? What's the reason? Sarah. Because author lasso malacha b'shinoi the Shabbat. Ah, and on Yontif is there heter in two words? Oh, that Yontif is heter of nefesh. So why do you need a shinoi? Look at the different things. Don't think of the nefesh that you could have done before Yontif. Let me draw a button. I'm just making sure post remember that you need a shinoi. Okay, then Yontif is lasso the heter of nefesh. Yeah, that's the majority push. Fine. Nonetheless, we pop in. It's right here. It's in Hilchos Shabbos. Shin Chabalah. Not the tough cook, whatever. What's your Ladukh? We pop in even Shabbos, right? Well, what's the start? You know?
Like, if you're able to do the Shino, you know, we only do the same method.
No, because we're going to be afraid you'll do it without a shino. Although I hear you, China. I mean,
so far,
you're saying, why do we make Xero Shtika Saman and you can only be Shokai Saman and the Shinoi?
Especially
now, okay, that's a different issue. Anyway, I guess my answer would be because we popped these bunch of machinery, right? So why do Xero Shtika Saman? Maybe the answer is that for the Saman and for the medicine, you needed to do it the normal way or else it wouldn't work so well. Like people, you know, you can't grind everything with a shinoi. It's not always practical. So maybe the way they made medicine, it wasn't practical to use a shinoi. Yeah, or maybe they were afraid you do with a shinoi, even though you had another option, which is a fish. But again, I'm not an expert in making old fashioned medicine, so I don't know. Okay, well,
can you do that with the shinoi?
I don't know. Unless, if you know how to make medicine in the old days, you would think you needed a shino. Yeah, you needed to do it the normal way to get good medicine. Okay, what's the spark for us for both sides? Yeah. What's the spark for us? Why is it mutter? Since when is it? Did anyone ask this question? Before everyone? Right, but right. The Shibali Lekit put in the Beis Yosef. Right, the Shibali Lekit said, normally the Lachan Shabbos with the Shina Dota, and you're not only up to the Rabbanan, right? Meaning clearly, doing things with that handle one knife is up to the Rabbanan. I assume everything, right? So now, if I hammer in a nail with the knife handle, Lachan is only up to the Rabbanan. It's the Shina way of doing doing bone. You know, Kofi, if I write with a knife handle instead of a quill, that's a lot of the Shina, but it's a lot there. So what's the Heter? So that's the Shina. Shinoi Kamer. This is a big Shinoi. A small Shinoi got to be Rabbanan. But a big Shinoi is Heter Gomer. This is a big Kiddush. A lot of the big Shinoi in Shabbos is Heter Gomer. That is a tremendous Kiddush. Fishibale Leket. Why is it a tremendous Kiddush? Because we never really found in 39 of Halacha this Heter of Shinoi Gomer before, right? Zoreya, Horei, Kotzer. We never heard of a heter of Shinoi Gomer, right? Bones, Soster, Kose, Moche. I know, he never found the heter of Shinoi Gomer. So it's a little peculiar that we don't find the heter of Shinoi Gomer all over the place. Okay, but if we're, yeah?
We want to find Shinoi Gomer to Boyer also. So,
Okay, so why don't we find by Tolkien and Boyer? Okay, So someone in the rebellion told me that in the Sefer Hilcha Shabbos B'Shabbos, where part he points out that we only find the heter of Shinui Gomer when it comes to malachas that have to do with Akhila. Malachas that are part of your Akhila. I don't mean part of your eating, part of your meal, right? Like talking. Talking, you need some pepper, you're eating your food, and it tastes bland, so you crush some pepper and you put in your food, or bore it up. Right, you need to, you know, put food on the table. You need to take the oath of them. So let me put it on the table. Where else do we find the heter of, I mean, the word shikah. Where else do we find the shinoi, the heter with hatila? By lush, which we haven't gotten to. By lush, but maybe, you know, just, I don't know, if you have a baby, maybe, I mean, slightly older baby, maybe you're more likely, you know, how you make baby cereal on Shabbos. Or maybe, you know, you learn this for somebody else, you make a job in your house. Right, you do the wrong order in Lush, and then you use crisscross both and do better. You know, maybe the drill you or maybe in your house just doesn't come up. By Lush, we find Kino Gummer. By Bober, we find Kino Gummer. By Token, we find Kino Gummer. You know, all of those malachos are specifically located on the same part of the periodic table. But by Dot, we find Kino Gummer, right? You all know the birthdays, but Osav. We find Shinui Gomer basically not by Dorea and Horesh and Koser. Those are already, you know, too far away from Akiva. Not by Bona and Soter and Kofet and Mochi. Those have nothing to do with Akiva. But by those laws that closer to Akiva, we find that Shinui Gomer is a phrase inventive as well as I can hear, but we find a heter of Shinui all of a sudden by Dosh, Borer, by Dush, Borer, Lush, Token, all the ones that are closer to Akiva. Okay, yeah?
I'm expected by Kotzer as well. If that was the dream either.
Okay, but it could be that we don't find anything of the sort. But it could be that, no, once something's on the tree, that's already a different realm than Akiva. That's already, Mechor Lekarka is not considered, you know, it's not even considered the realm of Akiva. You know, it's still growing. It's not consumable yet. So getting at that. It seems puzzling to me, even though the Kabbalah like it doesn't say anything, it's just a Shinui Gomer, making it sound like, oh, you know, if you look hard enough, maybe you can find one by, you know, by Kosei Volk. And you just haven't looked hard enough. Maybe you can find one, you know, by Mamakik and Makatek and who knows what. Oh, the Shabbat Emirin. I'm already. But it can't be coincidence that we only find Shinui being a heter l'chatchila by the malachas that are carved l'chatchila. So the path is that you have to add to the Shmuley Leket, even though I'm adding to the Shmuley Leket, it's true, it has to be a big Shinui, not a minimal Shinui. He's right that in Borer, we're not matching those minimal Shinui. You don't say, throw the top point, heter gomer, do what you want, small Shinui. You need a, you know, and even here when we talk the double Shinui, not a minimal Shinui, right? There's a limit, but the aura, yeah, in court, what you have to mean is the midi da'akila. Right,
just in comparison to the shinoi by dash, we have the whole case of modern real. We say that's only because it's like a misadra of, and now because it's a misadra, it doesn't look like it's the left of the shinoi over there.
Okay, that's interesting. That maybe dash, we're more restrictive. Is it because it's like Shinui, or is it because it's further away from Akhila, right? Meaning Dutch, you know, Zareya Kotzer, Chorish, Zareya Kotzer, Amir Dutch. You know, maybe Dutch is really on the borderline. It's much further away from Akhila. Which is the reason. Anyway, of course, it's Pashta that you have to add to the Shulay Leket, only immediate Akhila. Why only immediate Akhila? We have a Heter Shinui Gomer. So in the Sefer Shabbos, wants to say, because Shinui does the Drabanan, even Shinui Gomer is off the Drabanan. You know, but a little more tau than a Shinui Tzap. And they were Makel and Yisurim Drabanan for the sake of owning Shabbos. They were Makel, or, you know, they didn't want to make it too hard to eat. Therefore, they were Makel and certainly Yisurim Drabanan, only in Shinui Gomer, not in everything. For the sake of, so it could be a Kula. I thought that maybe more likely than a Kula, it could just be a fundamental point. Eating is the opposite of malacha. Malacha is producing. Eating is consuming. It's two opposite things. sometimes you have a borderline. Something could be viewed as productive or viewed as consuming. When you're in that borderline, you know, borer, token, etc., what is part of producing food and what is part of eating food? So then we might say, well, if you do it in a way that's unlike the normal productive way, then it makes part of eating. And it's not necessarily kulish. Eating is mukka from malacha, right? For example, like the Russian, it's even straining through the cloth. You put the cloth in your mouth, that's mukka from malacha. But in your mouth, it's not a mukka from malacha. No one ever thought chewing was a problem, token. And no one ever disagreed with the Rush that I know of that says putting a cheap muff on your mouth is a problem of morality. Why? Because in your mouth, that's mukka from malacha. What if it's close to your mouth? Okay, so then again, if you do it in a malacha big way from malacha, then maybe it's mukka from malacha. It could be a, you know, either a kula, an iser derabanan, or a hakaat. Achila mi gedar malacha. Okay, whichever way you want to take it, it seems to be that we have this pattern, not that we didn't invent on our own, but Chazal gave us a masorah, certain shinuyim that are matir things that have to do with achila.
So why would the term apply to cases that aren't achila cases, like borer cases, like keeping sparring?
Interesting question. What about borer? We receive that here are not just for achila, they are for for anything. That's probably a good question. That's probably a good meaning. You could say there's no such thing as borer and sparring, etc. That's clearly not the way we pass in. We pass in borer and less than on peace. Okay, that's a good question.
Together with monopolis, because they are being borer with the place.
That's the question either way. I hear the question. I have to think about it. You got it.
You could do it mukka from the malacha. Is there anything dafka because of the achila destructive, or you could say the producer? Why is that?
Because achila dafka all. Malacha producing something and achila consuming something.
The ishdol, but he's moving the fire out by creating more fire. Because of consuming, right? That's not malacha.
Okay, so maybe you have to have a different hakdara. All right, it's only the hakdara. Feeding is not malacha.
Just regarding nation to know, sorry to go back. Sounds like the reason why you can't do it is because of the cough.
Not because in the Mishnah Berurah, not because otherwise because
more of the shinoi and other
parts. Right. It sounds like it's not internal, but like something externally thrown. They really were not being one shino, but they the only amount of two shino.
Is that correct?
Sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, it says Uvn the Chol. It's hard to tell. Does Uvn the Chol mean something like external? Or does he mean like if the
Nachman being like Chazanishman's crisp cloth with a knife wouldn't be shy if it's not an open the hole, by the way? Meaning the double shinoi wouldn't apply in that case. It's not relevant. I don't know if that makes sense.
Not sure what you're saying.
Okay.
You'll tell me later. Okay, bye. In any case, this the kula, we hold it applies on Shabbos, whatever this far is, we know it applies on Shabbos. Agav, there's a taz here, that's the big chumrah, says the taz, you can't put pepper in a cloth and crush it. Just think about it, if you're crushing in this weird way, it's going to fly all over the place, and then you're not going to make pepper left. So put it in a cloth, and then crush it in the weird way. Nope, because then you make the cloth smell like pepper, and the Gemara and Beitza says you're not allowed to put a smell into clothing on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So it's an answer called molad reactive of gadim. The Mishnah Berurah here points out that the Taz and Hachos Yontif seems to have changed his mind. We don't pass like this Taz. We pass this if the Drabbanan of putting stone clothing is only doing it on purpose. If you do it incidentally, that's not a public data. It's not a malacha that's up there no matter what. If you're trying to put smell into clothing, then that's dumb as a malacha because you're trying to improve the clothing. But if you don't want your clothing to smell like pepper, that's just incidental that the clothing smell. Then there's no ether in that. So we talked in that there's no ether to, and there's no ether to pick Risha by molded react with gutting.
This mean that humans yourself.
According to this, that's a good question. The
you know, so when the goes on, I think it's that goes on
You can spray it around your toilet.
Right, let's see.
Oh, not cologne, the order, sorry.
The order will go on your phone. You didn't know cologne, you just spray it right around you.
Cuts of Taz, you shouldn't put it in a bag, Ed. On them later on, it sounds like he agrees with Marshall that it's mukhar because you're not mechati. So what does it mean? Let's say you spray something on yourself and without being mechati, something gets on your clothing, then that would be mukhar, according to this. Not that you want it to get on your clothing. But, you know, your deodorant has a smell, you spray it on yourself, then when you put your shirt on, something gets on your shirt, but you don't want it to, then that would be mukhar. Okay, good, because that probably happens. Okay, next, Ches. In Kostin Melech Madach Shal Eitz, you cannot crush salt in a wooden pestle. Avol Meratzik Hu B'Yad Shal Sakin, but you can crush it, same as the pepper, with a handle of a knife, Uve Eitzah Horor, and with a wooden mixing spoon, Ve'Eino Choshesh, and it is no problem. Says the Mishnah Brura in Chavches, you need a double shinui again. You're asking Gvora al Gavi Shulchan of a love of Maduch Umachteshes for Kanal Gavi Kovalin that you have to do it with a knife handle in a bowl or on a table. You need a double shinui just like for pepper. Even though some of your chavches salt and pepper, that's very dachuk misvara. Either way, you need double shinery. As the Ramah, the Davka Melech Hagasal, Melech Shudak Mishilu, and Spashu and Asaf Titin, Motul Kachu Vesakin, Kimosh Kota Kapas. That's only true of coarse salt, right? Big piece of salt, and you want to crush a small piece of salt. But if there's small pieces of salt that got cooked, or maybe even got moist or something, and were made into clumps, then you're allowed to crush them because of the principle of ing tochen achar tochen, right? So big pieces of salt that are naturally big, meaning salt, I mean, some kind of salt, it comes when you mine salt in the ground, it comes in giant pieces. So you crush them to whatever size you want. So if the big pieces, never crush the small pieces, that's awkward, like you do with a double peanut. But if you have small pieces of salt that just got stuck together, then to recrush them is matrix in token acher token, just like in bishel acher bishel. And there's no problem. And we'll come back to that. And sifyud base test. Mutter lachtoch butcher mabushel otsli dak bit sakin. This is the famous hefter of the Shrimp Sidechen. And this is based on the. Okay, the assumption that we'll see a little later. Let's stop here. What it's mainly based on says from Zedeshin, that ain't ina elu gidulei karka, right? Tochen is only by gidulei karka, and therefore basar is not gidulei karka. Tochen is for vegetable materials, not animal materials. However, he says basar mevushal otzli as opposed to raw. Why only a bushel of tzli? Because it's combining two factors here. He said, A, it's not gedulei karka. B, it's roi l'achila. So it's the machlokes. Rishonim, we saw machlokes Rishonim, is their token in food that's roi l'achila. Let's say I have carrots, right? I can eat the carrots. I mean, what's classic token in the Mishnah? Tidur depak. I'm grinding wheat kernels into flour. Wheat kernels are not roi lachila. I don't mean they're barely ungeach, roi lachila, maybe say a bracha on them. They're not normally roi lachila. You don't eat wheat kernel. But you crush them into flour in order to make it more edible. You don't eat flour either, but it's a step in the process. So that token is significant. You're making something edible or a step in making it edible. What if you just grinding carrots, and the carrots are probably edible, and you just want to get some recipe, or not even make some recipe. You want to eat it in tiny pieces. You're in the mood to, but it's not really significant because it's not any more useful than it used to be. It's just the smaller pieces. So that is a big machlokes. We saw Tosfos says on the Eindal on Beis that when you grind or chop silka, Pilka means nowadays Selig means beets, right? What? Selig is beets. Selig is beets. Okay, I'm not sure if it's exactly beets in those days. But a toke said, but no, all fruits and vegetables are okay, just not selig. And what Tosas means, everyone understands, is that edible things are okay, not things that aren't edible that you need to crush in order to make roi l'achila. So there is a daya out there that anything which is roi l'achila, right? It's used the phrase the Rambam ain't tchina ba'ochle. There's no tchina in something that's edible. Only things that, because then you're not really doing anything. Only things that you're actually making them more useful, making them more edible. Not things that you just happen to like a different size. Only things that are now more edible than they used to be. So that's the truth of the death. And he's not makel so much. He's not makel on tchina ba'ochlin. He's makel on tchina ba'ochlin she'enu gedulei karka. If something's not gedulei karka and it's ready to eat, then he's makel that you could be token it. That's the Trumas Hadeshen. Exactly what the swar of the Trumas Hadeshen is not... it's not 100% clear. The why didn't you serif of Gidula Karka plus Rai Lachila? So it could be that he was just a puppet. Maybe the Gemara never says what malachos does the Gemara say only applies to Gidula Karka? Anyone remember? Dosh ain't Dishel Gidula Karka, that's why we bachok sanoim. But when the Chachamim, if you crush a chilazon, okay, that's like five will answer it, to get out the ink sack, then that's not the Nisr Doraisix Inti Shalgul Karka Ma'amir, right? How about everything else? So not clear in the Gemara. So maybe ain't Gulu Karka. Maybe token only applied to Gulu Karka. And maybe token only applied to inedible things. So here you have two tzavim lahakya. Maybe it's motor is not gedulei karka. Maybe it's motor is edible. Pizza and lahakel, that's enough to be makel. That seems to be the svar of the Trumas Hadeshen. Okay, the Chazanish says, no, that's not true. It wasn't like pizza and lahakel. It was like one kind of dara. It had to be very different than what happened in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, it was gedulei karka that were not yet roi. If you have something that's roi lachila, not gedulei karka, it's so different than lachila mishkan that makes it not b'chlal d'malacha, not because like of a b'chlal d'malacha, and maybe, but because you need to be the vadai. If you're two steps away from something, it's not b'chlal d'malacha. But either way, how about einam gedulei karka? Says the Trumas Hadeshen. Mutter litchom ochlin she'enam kidulei karka, and that's why the lashon of Trumas Hadeshen is baser mevushal otzali as opposed to raw, and that's what the Rama said. Avol otzer lachtoch dakdak baser ha'ayin lefneha ofos hovein yichol la'akla b'luchitoch kamashvi le'okal v'ayin lekam and simishen chavdalo. Here it gets confusing. Okay, maybe I spoke to said Rama, but you're not allowed to chop off raw meat for ofos. I guess people didn't like it so much. You're not allowed to chop off raw meat for ofos. Why? Because they can't eat it without chopping it off. Because unlike cooked meat, the raw meat is too hard to eat if it's not chopped off, and therefore you're making it food. And the iter, as he said, because you're making it food, but ayin lakam and thimin shin chav dalet. And here we have a big machlokas, how to interpret this Rama. Because there's a basic problem. The Taz asked the basic question. Ayin thimin shin chav dalet. Says the Taz here. Ba'o tamua psak deh. Why? Let's look at thimin shin chav dalet. There's a machlokas in the Gemara. Whether you're allowed to make something into animal food or not. So if you go to Shin Chav Dalet, Se'if Adayin, Mechatkin Nevelo, Ne'akvav Mavlilin, Esnavla Hayom, Bein Shaisi, Mizukenes, Mizukenes, Bria, Bahani Milibin Vela, Kosha, Shi Epshalom Lach Lochaticha, Lohaisa, Ruila, Lochaticha, Lo, the Mitrach, Mashu Roy, Lo Tachinan. What does he say? If you're chopping up dead meat, actually very similar to our case for a dogs, that if they can't eat it, then you're allowed to do tircha to make it edible for animals, because otherwise the animals will be hungry. It'll be tzar balikayim. But if they can eat it, you shouldn't do tircha to make it better quality food for animals.
Is that other food available? Or
what?
Is that other food available?
The assumption is that there's not other food available or as easily available. So basically, hold on, one of the Mechaber Papkin here, he popped in Dafka, if you need to do something, if you need to chop something to make it edible, it's mutter. So what did the Rambam mean here when he said that if you need to chop it to make it edible to the birds, it's usher. It's a bit of a stira. Over here, he says, since they can't eat it without chitoch, it's usher lachtoch, because you're making it food. See Shem Chavdalim, and Shem Chavdalim says you're allowed to chop something when you're making it food. Mechatkin, neveil v'nei klavim, only if it's yefshem la'achl below chaticha, only if it's necessary, because you're making it food is mutter. So that is a very, very fundamental, chloket. What is the Taz say? Mo'o tamua. And he doesn't say, he doesn't really say where he wants to go with there. If you look at, the grah, okay, it's always hard to tell exactly what the grah means. It sounds like he cooked through Zedekin. Oh, the problem is Shibuya Ochlin, Mitrachwa Ochlin, making food for animals and a tircha for improving food for animals. And maybe you have to see what the psak is. And the psak is that we say you're allowed to make food for animals and tzarchian and see the. See the tad. What? No, the girl here. Okay, so here we don't know what the Ramah meant. What did the Ramah mean? Let's said the Ramah. He said, Aval Aser Lachto Gidule Karka She'enam Ru'uyin La'achila Nishon. What? Aser Lachto, right. How do you say non? Davar. Mishon, what's the lashon here? Kamash mile ochel. Kamash mile ochel. And he says, "Tishen pachdal." The only problem is Shem pachdal. He says you're allowed to cut things for animals to make it food. It's actually the closest thing we're going to put them. Hey, are you allowed to cut something for animals to make it edible, but not to just make it tastier, because you can be terrified, so the animals will be hungry. You can't be terrified at that and have a luxurious life. But Adra, you're allowed to cut something to make it tastier for animals, but not make it edible, because to make it tastier is okay. To make it edible is similar to creating things, and it's similar to Malach. Okay, so here's the problem in the Ramah. What does the Ramah mean? There are two ways to interpret the Ramah. One way to interpret the Ramah is the Taz and the Gra. What did they say? They say, Kavanat Ramah le'iter Asiyat Ochel le'behema b'shabeth mishon pircha. Right, or I see the shikircha. The iter asiyas ochel lebehema b'shabbat. There's an iter d'rabbanan called making. There's an iter d'rabbanan called making food on Shabbos. For new eraser. First. Okay, iter d'rabbanan. And then they have a big kasha. The kasha is Chaimolad, the Simon Shinkov Dalid, the Mozart. So what does the Magen Avraham say? The Magen Avraham doesn't say anything here. But the Magen Avraham in Shinkov Dalid says, what do you mean? The Ramah can't be crazy. Right? Says the Magen Avraham later on, the Darshi Malacha Kontchina Aser Lasos Libehema, etc. Thank you. Right? Is a little. What he says, no. What he means is, right? The Magen Avraham, says, okay, there he doesn't say too much. But if you look at my girl over there, what does he say? He says, no. Kavanas harama lantor mishum tovei. He didn't have it so funny, because why is the ayin from Shem HaKadosh? Because ayin there, there's other things, that's here. Meaning the Rama said, but if it's not edible, it's an ether. It doesn't mean the ether of Bonham Kamachi Okam Shimpabdala, which was sound like the Blushon. Or, which was the truth of Neshen Purin at the end of the truth of Neshen. Or does he mean, no, if he's using a Lukam bar from Shimpabdala, he's referring to the RFC, saying, well, you have to compare this. But he really means that the truth of Neshen said earlier in his piece, which is that it's an ether of Kamachi. A letter of Shimpokin, right? And Ein Kushya. Me simon in Kavdalid disham lo mayri bechitoch dach dach. After all, simon in Kavdalid never says you're chopping up dach dach. As a matter of fact, for dogs, not for birds. It's not for dogs. You don't chop it up dach. Birds have a lot bigger mouths than birds. So these are the two ways of interpreting the Ramah and two ways of interpreting the Kavdalid. Right? Is it that? What are we saying here? What are the two ways of interpreting the truth of Neshen? One way of interpreting the truth of Neshen is that Eino Gidule Karka is removes the Eter Tochein and Ra'ui La'achila that removes the Iftar Durabanan, right? If you don't believe me, there's such an Iftar Durabanan, I will read you a Gemara. Hey, I'm an Aleph. Give me a second. Amar Rav Chista, my time in Rav Huna, Kasavar the Mitrach Ba'ukla Tarchina, L'Shevuya Oko Lo Mashvinan. You can't make something food. And there it's not talking about any type of popping anything up. It just means that you fluff up things fluffy and will eat them all to death. You can't make something for food. So it takes with the Ethnic Rabbanon, the Mashvi Ukla Lebeheva. However, this is the Taz and the Grah. However, the way the Magen Avraham reads it is, no. You need two factors to remove the Isser of Tochein. That's the two ways of reading the Kumsadesh. Either you need two factors to remove the Isser of Tochein. It needs to be edible and not to be like Arka. In which case, there's no spirit of the Mishnah about Dalit or the Gemara not Brooklyn Hay, which we're talking about Shui Bukla is Mutter. Or you say no, because worried about the Xero Shui Orkla. You can't make it food, so it needs to be edible, take away that Isser. And he talked about that make food for animals on Shabbat. And the aim of the takes away the Isser Tochein. But then it doesn't work out that we bring down the Kumsadeshen because we talk in your lot of making for animals on Shabbos. And why bring those two as a method? So obviously, the better shot at the Magen Avraham, because that way there's no spirit in the Shulchan Aruch. And that's the way the Mishnah Berurah understands, says the Mishnah Berurah in the Katan. In give me 1 second. In Sivkat Laman Gimel, he says, if the birds cannot eat it without chopping, you're making the food, and now it's an Isher Tokei. What if you take the Isher Tokei? So the Mishnah Brura agrees with the Magen Avraham. That's how we paskin. We paskin that what the truth of that meant. This is certainly what it sounds like in the beginning of his piece, is that you need two factors to take away the Isher Tokei. You need a factor of Enu Filikarka and a factor of Ra'i Lachila. And that's the Mishnah Brura presented. If you go back to the Mishnah Brura and Siftek, Laman Al starts the Enu Filikarka. Oh, there's only an Isher Tokei to Duli Karka. If it's not to Duli Karka, then it is Mutter, he said. Remember, we came to milking cows. There were some Rishon who said cows are considered to do the karka, so then meat is to do the karka. Pishin is also the karka. Go main left or said, don't be mad for here. Why? The beloved is supposed to be the sphere lady in Shai Pina of Oakland. Okay, Mother Lakto, Kapila Dak, Lenny Pakavan. Because Mikla, there are posts who say that ain't Pina of Oakland. Meaning, you need two some hotel. Maybe it's still in the Gulakarka, and cows are not Gulakarka. Ain't Pina of Oakland. And that's what he says again in the Cotton Lam and Gimel. So the equal member, the time of Postman is really the Inkina by Oakland, Hamish and the Sarah Kina by Oakley Moshu. The Postman is the Inkina by Oakland, meaning that Jabura gets to the subtlety of the Jabura that has an if, and if Jabura understands these two factors as being like two subtle logic. Ah, Inkina would do a Tarka, and even if that's not true, Inkina by Oakland, this Mondo Inkina by Oakland, has an if understands it's one subtle logic. It has to be very different Sura than what's done in Itkan, and if it's and it's not really karka, that's a very difficult one. Okay, but the mice, but that's how we paskin. We paskin that you need two factors to make it mutter. It has to be individual karka, and it has to be roi lachila. Halakha maisa, that applies to many things nowadays. For example, you can chop up an egg, not a raw, I mean, you can't chop up a raw egg anyway, a hard boiled egg, because it's not kiduli karka, and it is roi lachmila. Yes, you can chop up meat into, you know, tiny pieces to feed a baby. That's what they used to do in the old days. You know, cheese, all these things you can chop up because they're not kiduli karka, and they are roi lachmila. Yes.
But the baby, roi
lachmila? Ah, good question. What? And the truth is, oh, okay. Sorry, what about for the fact that for the baby, it's not roi lachmila? That should be like the like the old people in the Ramah. But what do we say if you notice? No, nonetheless. What?
The fashion, even if you're not able to chew it.
Hear me. Yes, says the and says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Beis. I feel she any yochel lafto machshu kasha. I mean, the cut was not the gang can show the chokel looking about the move of the alma. Even for a baby, we follow the roba olam. Right, so you can even do this for a baby. So we follow the roba olam in this case. As long as it's edible for roba olam, the cheft is not being improved significantly, and it's not going to do the karka, so it is mutter. However, there's one condition. What did it say? You can be chotek, but the rebushel of sling dak besakin. What does that seem to imply? A sakin, but not with a grinder or a mortar and pestle. Only the sakin. Says the next is if after ligra gavina b'shabbat tomorrow cart bal pipiosha karin ralio, but you're not allowed to cheese the same as cooked meat. It's nakiduli karka, and it is edible. And here he quotes: this is not in the Trumas Edeshim, but this is a shut rivash. who says the head of the Shrimas Adesh is good for a knife, but not good for a Morag Choritz Val Pipiot Shikor Ralio. What is a Morag Choritz Val Pipiot Shikor Ralio? It says in the Shvurat a rib eisen. Anyone know what a rib eisen is? A grater. A rib eisen is a grater. All right, when I was a kid, on Pesach, during the year, who used the grater? You know, food processor. Pesach, when I was a kid, didn't have a Pesach food processor. That was, no, it was that. Yeah. So my grandmother took out a ribeye. And I bought the ribeye. And then all of a sudden I found Mr. Burra that, oh, that's the ribeye that my grandmother used. So ribeye is a grater. You can use a knife, but not a grater. Why can't you use a grater? Says Mr. Burra Lamadvav. Loshan Ashkenaz, ribeye then became the clean miyucha lekachari, the derech kol. The dummy, l'shrika tavla machtech. It's derech kol. And it's like crushing in a mortar. Pethel, who has the bekli achar miyucha lekach. Even if it's la'alter, it is still usher because it's derechol. Meaning, even in case we're talking it's mutter, it's not mutter with the kliyam yukha b'kach, because that's derechol. This seems to be an issue to Rabban. It looks like derechol if you use a grater. And we saw the same thing in the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed. Have a token achar tochein. Ain't token achar tochein. But still, also use a kliyam yuchel b'kach. Mr. Bur Lamed, haynu afilo dak mol inyan chatika pas. Umishum dein tochen achar tochen and komak umemach teshes with a mortar and pestle afnelik the alter lichtosh. Okay, because it's still kliyam yuchel b'kach. So kliyam yuchel b'kach is alter even if it's oaklin. She'enam yidume karka, that's the Shulchan Aruch Zipyun, and even for token, achar token, that's the Mishnah Berurah, they've cut and lamed, and we'll see another example. Well, you can never use a clean, you mean there's never had to use a grater or a mortar pestle or a grinder on Shabbos. That's a clean, and you can look at, even when we're mako, we're only mako with a stocking. Okay, one more detail from Sif. Test, and then I'll, if you have any questions, of course, I'll be happy. The beer halacha in the second beer halacha in Sif Test says, what if it's edible idei chak? What if it's edible idei chak? Does that count as an ochel? Does that not count as an ochel? So he says, tzarech ion. Prima gelin lisa b'tzarech ion. L'chore, that means we do makber. Okay, so in terms of what's called edible you did chak tzarech ion, or maybe machmir, edible to most people, but you're doing it for a baby or an old person, so mutter. That is me, Mishnah Berurah. Okay. So far, pretty straightforward. Let's go to Yud Aleph. Mutter l'hashchus artolos kedei sh'leit mosh, that's not really our topic. You're allowed to water picked fruits or vegetables so they don't wither away, right? As a matter of fact, you ever been in a fancy supermarket? They have sprinklers? In the produce section, you ever see that? Yeah, fancy super. Why? Because it keeps them fresher if you water them. Okay, that's no problem because it's not really any of the Ovis Malacha. Because it's not any of Malacha to water picked fruits and vegetables to keep them fresh. And it's not a tircha for no reason because you can eat them on Shabbos and gain bread. Okay, but that's not our Inyan. Let's go to Yud Beis. If you chop up vegetables, very small pieces, your chayim shum tochein, this was super controversial. Super controversial. Right? This stock of the Shulchan Aruch is super controversial for two reasons. And this is not a quote of the Rambam. Sometimes you quote the Rambam, the truth, and you have them for a while. That's the quote of the Sedeshin. You have the quote of the Shulchan reacting to the truth of the Sedeshin. But full quote of the Rambam. Where did you get this from? That chopping your rokos dak is tochein. After all, the classic tochein is grinding wheat or similar things, right? That's real tochein, segur d'pat, right? The Mishnah was not considered a pot, the Gemara said, you grind wheat. Where did we get from grinding to chopping? Right? Does it ever say in Shah that chopping is token? Maybe only grinding is token. So Rashi on which word? Ayin Dalam Mevayit. Parim or Parith Silka. Parith really means life, but clearly referring to shopping. Parim means to pulverize. Now there are different ways to get pulverized, right? Says the Gemara, Amar Papaman de Parim or Parith Silka Chai Vishim Tochein. Says Rashi, after that, Bimem Garcinan Parim, Velo Basamir. Okay. But nonetheless, what does it mean? It doesn't mean not Parith. Parith would be slicing. Maybe slicing is for sure not tolerating. That's a slicing. Parim is pulverizing. How do you pulverize it? Says Rashi. Mechat ko hadek. You chop it very finely. Sounds like Rashi saying you chop it with a knife very finely. However,
it says mince here. Mince.
And what does Rashi say? Oh, yeah, the laws. Mince, the laws. Okay, we know what mince means, right? Means to chop it, doc, doc. But what does Rabbi Chananel here say? High man, the parim silka perish ke'en ketisha, velo ke'en chita. It's a kind of crumpet, not a kind of chop, a kind of chopping. Again, we're not sure exactly what he meant by this, but it sounds like it's trying to argue with Rashi. Don't think it means chopping. It means crushing. Maybe he thinks chopping is not called tochein. And that's the Rush sort of says this. Says the Rush, chopping food is not tochein. Okay. He doesn't quite say exactly what Rabbi Chananel says, but Rabbi Chananel sounds like chopping is not tochein. Only crushing is tochein. However, Rashi says mince sounds like chopping. Is tochein, and the Rambam clearly says chopping is tochein. Tosfos clearly says chopping is tochein. Where Tosfos here doesn't say too much, but on the side, Rabbi Yeshua Boaz, or no, someone who added to the Masoret of Shach tells us, look and Tosfos and cook your dalet on the base. And if you look in Tosfos and Kuf Yud Aleph Beis, it talks about something called Knivas Yerek, which is Mutter Minat Torah. And he says that, what about Parim Silka? No, that's when you make, we chop it into small pieces. Here you're chopping into big pieces. Right? He doesn't say that's when you're chopping with the mortar and pestle here for your chopping. So Tosfos sounds clearly like chopping is. Rashi sounds clearly like chopping is. Rabbi Chananel sounds like it is not. The Rambam says clearly the chopping, right? Where is the Rambam? That Rambam's fighting. What? Right. The Rambam is very clear that chopping is a maisa tochein. Shabbos says the Rambam. Hatolda is something dumya to the av. Ketar hamachatich tayerech ma'at lavachlo harei dechayim. Right? Again, not exactly washing the machat here, but you have a machatich and the yerech. So don't love the tolda cleaner because tochein is breaking something to a lot of pieces. And this is similar. The Adlamaka, he thinks, is actually grinding. But chopping is a tolda. So we have two questions in Mechatei Yerek. Number one, Mitzad di Maisa. Im Chitoch Bechlal Tochi. Says Rabbeinu Chananel, no. Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ramban say yet. Menachal, he's telling you the Indian Kisha, not Pitok. Sounds like he's saying, grinding yet, chopping it up. And part of it means grinding. And chopping is not a chop. What about the next line in the Gemara? Hold on, Mr. Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbi. The next line in the Gemara is time on the soul, it's filthy. If you, what's solid, filthy, it's not exactly clear, but you chop wood of some sort. right?
You can't crush wood with a mortar and pestle. You're literally chopping with a knife. Doesn't that prove that chopping is a mice of Pina? So what does Rabbi Yochanan say here? He says, Kaman is also there's Afi de Kolon Shaomu Shivi Shivi Kain Women, Shemaporik Hanimin Alolo, Yotsebe Neham Kimin Kamach Dak. Ah, it doesn't mean chopping into small. It means chopping the parts of the palm tree. When you chop them, out comes the kemach dak, tiny dust. Meaning, why can't you just say you're chopping the wood? Why does he have to say, no, you chop the wood and create tiny dust? Because he thinks only tiny dust is okay. Chopping is not okay. So therefore, even though it's chopping wood, it doesn't mean the chopping wood. What it means is the tiny dust that you create by chopping wood. And again, I'm not sure exactly what this is. But why did it throw in a whole fine duct in the Ate Gecko and not just a Pshuto? Because no, the chopping thing is not okay. Only crossing things into fine ducts. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan keeps this pretty clear, but all the Rishonim are against him. And when you pop one, all the Rishonim that, like Rosh says, mint halab, that mincing is toche, and like Tokos, again, not the Tokos here, but the Tokos on Kofi Dollar Rebbe, who said, why is Kiniba Yerek? Why is chopping up a Yerek? Not up a Daraisa. But part of the talk about Daraisa. Oh, that's big. Chopping it, cutting the big piece. And that's cutting into small pieces. He doesn't say that's grinding. He's cutting.
That's one machlokas. What's the other machlokas? The other machlokas is what we already referred to, which is Tadagatsa.
Chena be ochle. Ochle means roi lachila, right? Is chena otter is something is roi lachila. Maybe it's only if it is fixing something. Not if it's just you have to light smaller pieces. That where Tosa said very, very clearly on Ayin Dalet Beis, I'm on the part of Filka, not the Filka Shai Chena Ol, Dar Ochlin Shari. Ochlin is no problem. Only Filka is a problem. Why? He doesn't say. But one is silky, you can't eat without grinding or chopping. And other things you can eat without chopping. So Tulsa's hold, there's no problem with Trina. Tulsa said there's no problem with Trina via Oakland. But this is very controversial. Tulsa says no problem with Trina via Oakland. The Raman says something funny. The Rambam says, Mechate etayerek, where was it? Me'at livashlo. I assume when he says Mechate etayerek me'at, he doesn't mean you chop it a little. He means you're chopping this whole piece to cook it, right? But the important for him is this idea of to cook it. And he follows up on that a little later. And he says, okay. One second. Place. Hamachat is a yerk dak today levashlo. Harizal told us token machayat. Very clear. Again, he's just repeating what he said earlier in a few more words. Your machate hiroko to cook them your time. But pika in rasmo shakros or behang up a dak and got finish of your okay. Okay, what does it mean? Even though he's talking about the little argers, the moon, which are payros, and the bela, which is not payros. What he means is ain't pina, the thing that you're eating and not cooking. Right? Ain't pina, the payros. Right? That's similar to Tosafot, ain't pina, the Oakland. Now, here it gets a little tricky in the Rambam. Clearly says only things that you're going to cook. But a little unclear in the Rambam is the basically there's two bagels. What if it's edible? It's edible raw, but you're going to cook it anyway. Right? So what does the Rambam mean? Does the Rambam, what does Tosos say? Tosos says, mutter, there's no tchina. In Oakland, the Rambam ain't clean of the Piros sounds very similar. Again, he doesn't mean literally ain't clean of the Piros. There's no clean in produce.
Because he's saying you're allowed to chop up the luin or nevela for an animal. Because ain't china betapos. Nevela for an animal is not produce, but it is edible without cooking. But it is edible without cooking. sorry. So the Rambam seems to be similar to this, right? Rambam that says that ain't china bepeiros ella rock betochein kidei lavashel. The one reason why it might not be the same is the basiyot is that does the Rambam mean it's only tochein if you need to chop it and cook it because it's not edible yet? Or does the Rambam mean no? Anytime the tochein is preparing for cooking, that's cooked, even if it's edible. Like, what if you grind up carrots in order to cook them? What would the Rambam say? Would the Rambam say that's tochein? If you're preparing for cooking, and that means it's cooked. Preparing for cooking is cooked because it has to do with a big shino tzura, right? If you're just chopping something, well, big pieces, that's not a lot, huh? But if you're chopping it in order to cook it, that's part of baking it to dish. That's cooked. One second. Or no, with the Rambam say, if you chop carrots and cook them, that's fine. You could have eaten the carrots as they were, right? They were edible already. No big deal. It's exactly like tofu. Anything edible is okay. And by saying you cook it is just another way of saying it depends if it's edible or not. It's dafka about cooking. There, it's not clear. We're not sure exactly what the Rambam meant, what their suffix. Not to mention that he said, and the Rambam thinks it's an issue of banan otherwise, although that would be a big finish, because he does say mechatan, etc. But we're not sure what the Rambam meant. Did the Rambam meant only usher if it's pre-cooking? Or did he mean it's only usher if it's inedible and needs cooking? In which case, he would be more similar to compost. Okay, so maybe he means like tofu, only inedible and needs cooking, but not edible foods. Or maybe it's not exactly like tofu. So it's a really different angle, but sometimes most of the time the same, it's definitely different. He meant part of a kosher process of cooking, that it's malacha. It's not part of a kosher process, not a malacha, but maybe this would be like tofu. Okay, so Rush's lashon is a little funny, he says. It's ridiculous. Chopping up, chopping foods is referring to cooking. He's been to sort of combine both these. He said, I don't know if he means it's the chopping that's not tochein or the food that's not tochein. They assume he means there's no tochein in food. So there's lashon, there's no tochein in chopping food. So maybe the rough. So let's say, maybe the Rambam, maybe the Rush. We're not sure exactly what the Rush meant either. Did he mean ein tchina be'ochlin, or did he just mean ein tchina be'chvitoch ochlin? In which case, but I guess maybe we could have a similar suffix in Tulsa of what he meant. But either way, since usually people don't grind ochlin in a grinder, it comes out to be a good heter. Lemaita, we have a lot of rishonim. We have a lot of rishonim. This would be like tosos. A lot of rishonim were either like tosos or quotes. Tosos says there's no tina in ochlin. The Rambam says there's no tina in piros, only things you're going to cook. Which either means more or less, or you're going to cook, not things ready to eat. Or maybe all things you're going to cook, even if they are ready to eat, but not things that you're going to eat raw. And the Rush says there's no klina in chopping ochlin, which might mean there's no klina in ochlin, or it might mean no, you combine both factors of klina. But either way, there is a lot of rishonim on Tosfos' side. However, there's a lot of rishonim on the other side. the Beis Yosef quotes the Urayim, the Rakim Moshe as the Orzarua, and the Rashbam, and the Smag, and the Ran, and they point out the Rashba also this way in the Mordecai. On the one hand, okay, here's this. First is, what did I just say? The Orzarua, who did the Beis Yosef quote? The long list, and the Achronim just add to the list. Right, the let's see, he says the Urayim says Usher and the Orzarua and the Smag and the Ran and the Mordechai, etc. First is Urayim, Orzarua, Smag, Mordechai, Ran, etc. Say Usher. Usher, there's an issue between that even there, open. And we paskin, not like the Kulam Tosos, like the rain we may. That's why it says, Usher, Hamakate, here, Chayav, Mishum Tofin, says the Machaber. He doesn't say only if it's inedible. He doesn't say only if you're going to cook it. And any chopping doc is Chayav, Mishum Tofin, even if it is open. The only Kula is, the Truma Pedestrian, as we pointed out earlier. But says the Truma Pedestrian, the Gidule Karka Usher, the Einam Gidule Karka Mutter. Right? So we possibly have the Truma Pedestrian, which is why we only say, yeah, if you need to do it, Karka, if you need to do it, Karka, even if it's edible, it is often called Doc Doc. That's why you're not allowed to cut your salad Doc Doc on Shabbos. Even though you might say chopping is not a mice of token, you might say edibles, vegetables, they're not a heft of token. No, but we're not for both those machlokos. When we say you're allowed to chop your salad, Doc Doc on Shabbos, that.
No one that he says, of course, the round more he quoted that the sheet of the Rashbam, but they don't have purpose. Not to pursue the Sukkah Lab Doc, but the Hindu Wars of Ruach, the high floor of the Rashbam. And you quoted earlier about the Indo because of Snag,
right? But I have to go look inside. But my impression was, recollections, they quote the whole star. What does it say? It's mutter to crumble bread because ain't token akar token. What does that imply? That otherwise it would be ulcer, even though bread is edible. So it seems to be a good deal, right? If you need the ain't token akar token to mutter crumbling bread, then that proves that there's no clean of open. It's a meal. Could be things that are also
right.
And it's a deal, but I think they accept
it.
That is an amazing question. How do you measure Doc Doc? So which Rishon was bothered by this? Did they see also wasn't quoting someone? Or in the yard? What? What does he say here? What? The well, one second. Here we are. Yeah, okay. You're right. Here it goes. There it is. The Uranium. The Uranium says it's part of your halacha. You don't need to turn back. In the beer, halacha, the perfect open your base. Instead, Yeshua Zerma over that. If our cup of saved Uranium was lucky myth, the sheer dakutha lo nodalan. We're not sure what that means. If you would say, like Rina Manano, only if you crumpled it into powder. But no, we say even if you chop it dot dot. What exactly is dot dot? We're not sure what it means. And therefore, based on that uranium one of the shields, the came out of the the history of the heter in Solanda, Isolanda, she got the hatikos gidolos the nexas. The gami is some of the suda. Right? What did the Beis Yosef say when the Beis Yosef was wondering how to cook chop this, whatever kind of salad was? Said what?
Halal in Spanish means salad.
Means salad. I don't know what it meant then. He said, here she got to chatikos gedolos ktsas. They should be gedolos ktsas. The way they understand what this particular thing is that dak dak is what utter in all of the children. The word dak dak doesn't appear to be much. That appears in the Rambam, Doc Doc is Ulster. We're not sure what Doc Doc is, so even Doc is Ulster. So what do you need? You need not even Doc, go to Ulster. Now, how much does that help, huh? You know, it's like once they were only atomic 5 feet of bread, and then they were atomic all shades of bread, but you wouldn't need to have to grab a bread for tea. And then we started to talk about any shape bread, and we're back where we started. Except, you know, we have a bit of a seal with power. So even if we got Doc, you know, we're happy with it. Okay. What is Doc? What is Doc Doc? All the local books are found nowadays don't even want to say it. Right? And they just say, oh, well, you shouldn't do Doc, 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 Doc Goose, whatever it may be. Right. What does he say here? He says here, give me a second. Yeah. Which doesn't help us very much. And he quotes the same thing. We're not sure exactly exactly what it means. It's very unclear exactly what doc and doc doc means. But Lakora doc doc means very, very small. Like you ever have a salad where they cut the where they cut the vegetables very, very small, like tabbouleh salad or something, right? You know what that is?
What's that?
Yeah, they cut the cucumbers very small. Yeah. That's not
tabbouleh. Who is it for?
What?
I mean, tabbouleh is it?
I don't think you know what things are.
It's got small.
My great grandfather always taught them whenever they serve in salad, he'd say, "Why are you eating my whole hand?" Anyway, so so you can't cut it very small.
Very
small.
Okay.
That's like ground beef. What? I don't know how that's told me about that. Look over to Doc Doc.
Wait, what do you want?
Let's bring in a cucumber.
Look at that doc, the minting mountains. Like, isn't that what it means to mint?
Who cut them?
How many pieces do you never had this sound?
How many pieces do you make a cherry tomato?
It's very hard to make a cherry tomato piece in the middle of the mushy. I feel hard.
No.
The question, how many pieces can you chop a cherry tomato into, is the kind of question that makes me say, I'm leaving the kitchen and ask my wife.
You can cut people.
You can cut a cucumber must make like a thousand.
No, a cucumber is
okay. What's doc? Look, or a doc is okay. So we didn't do that, but we want to be careful. Or a doc is that?
Yeah,
that's before doc. That's go. I don't know how it means to you. It's been so far away.
That's pretty big.
Okay.
Have
a go. And look forward, Google. Like an American would cut a cucumber when he cut it small. Like an American cuts cucumber small, that's Google on top.
So if you don't have intention to make it super huge, you're not going to cut this.
Yeah. Anyway, look forward, if you imagine cutting a small salad, you imagine cutting the salad the smallest that you ever cut, and you make it a little bigger than that, then you're okay. Because you never cut Doc Doc. No one is patient to cut Doc Doc nowadays. They must use electric cheese. No Westerner would ever cut Doc Doc nowadays. We're too lazy. So if you think of the smallest, you can cut that stock. And if you do a little bigger than that, then that's double stuff. Don't want to show. Okay, if you're not a Westerner, then this rule doesn't apply to you.
That needs to be more math.
What?
That needs to be math and share.
I don't think that affects this. Okay. Now, one other interesting shaila that comes up, I'll point out, is I'll mention one other interesting shaila. What about 1 second? Where is it? Give me 1 second. Here we are. How about if you're only covered in one or two dimensions? How about slicing? Right? Like, clearly, doc sounds like three dimensions, right? You make them very small pieces. So what if you cut in one or two dimensions? Let's say you cut a cucumber and you slice it into very, very thin slices, paper thin slices. Or you like cut a carrot and you cut it into a cucumber, you cut in one dimension, not like chopping cucumbers, that's three dimensions, right? It's small in all three dimensions. What if you slice the cucumber? Then you've only cut it in one dimension, but it's very thin slices. Or you take a carrot and you slice it into strips, but that are very thin in two dimensions and only long, right? A long string, right? What if you chop your carrot into long strings, which was two dimensions chopped and one dimension long? Or slice the cucumber, two dimensions long and one dimension short. Is that the klal? If it's only one or two dimensions, is that the klal token or not? What would your intuition be? No, because it's not very small, right? However, the ktsos ha-shochan here, Tatkin, I assume it's Lubavitch in the Torah, the Tematetic of Lubavitch, that he says, nope, that's also author. And what is the makor? What's his makor? His makor is Rashi. And Daf Ayin Dalet and Beis a little later. First of all, already call it silty. You chop up the wood. Okay, but that can mean you chop it in three dimensions. You make it into a tiny piece of sawdust. That's not approved. Because the wood of solid silty, you're making into very tiny chips in all dimensions. Why? Rest is lahavir ish, to light a fire. Anyone ever, nowadays, what do you do nowadays if you want to light a bunch of logs on fire, but it's hard for the logs to catch fire. So nowadays you got the lighter fluid, right? What if you don't have lighter fluid?
Newspaper.
You put newspaper underneath. Why? Because newspaper is so insubstantial that it catches easier. What did they do in the old days? They didn't have newspaper and they didn't have lighter fluid. They would have kiffin dakin, very small wood chips. Finely ground wood chips, they were put under the log. They would light those. Those are catch very easily because they're very thin. The thinner it is, the easier it catches fire. And then that would be mavir, the big piece of wood. Right? Doesn't Rashi say that in Atzata Balisa in the Gemara discussion, the Beit HaMikdash, how do you light the wood on the pyre of the Mizbeach? It's just light big logs of wood that are like a meter thick or whatever. That's you take your lighter and it doesn't do anything. So what? And then that would it cut them if I had got a rush. Torah's compared to fire, just like the Gemara says, just like in fire, they cut them if I had got a likewise, it cut them Tomley to teach the random Torah. So that's the Chor talking about tiny chips, not about slices. So that doesn't prove anything. But later on, Rashi says, the Gemara has two things which they don't explain at all. Three things. Whoever makes a chavis, it's chayv sheva chataos. There's seven malachas in making a barrel. If you make a taner, it's eight chataos. And Rashi says, if you make a chalsa, it's 11 chataos. A basket of 11 chataos. And then if you sew the top, it's 13 chataos. Okay, what are all these chataos? Not clear what all these chataos are, right? But says Rashi, what are the chatos making a basket? Like, you can say whatever you want. I mean, within reason, I'm sure every mafarish says something a little different. But you know, there's so many options. Says Rashi, what are the 11 chatos of making a basket? We're not going to do all of them. But Rashi says, you pick reeds. Atzan dakos me'achar shayin v'shola pereze tochein. You cut the reeds into thin strips. It's okay. You can cut the reeds into tiny pieces. Then how do you make a basket out of it? You want to make a basket out of a reed, what you do is you take the reed, you want it to be a meter long, but you want it to be thin,
so that you weave it out of thin strips, too thick, not to weave well into a basket. So what do you think here? Even though it's a meter long, that's still an oblong of token, the rice the rest is. Like you cut the token, Rashi said. Even though it's very long, since you made it thin, that's token. So says the Sosa Shulchan, if you want to look it up here. If you want to look up Sosa Shulchan, it is in Simon Kufkov test, or a base, but no base. He quotes from the Tzemach Tedek, the Sosa Shulchan of Obamacher. He knows the Sosa Shulchan. Rav Chaim Noah, he's really called Rav Chaim Noah. Everyone called Rav Chaim Noah. He was a big Talmud Chacham, he's Lubavitcher. He wrote the Sosa Shulchan, Shabbos. But what was he most famous for? He was most famous for Tiyurim, for defending the traditional Psach against the Chazon Ish on right? The Chazon Ish can't get Eretz Yisrael. Everyone in Eretz Yisrael had always assumed that the Shiurim were like the Pasuk Psach, like a Beitza was the size of an egg, etc. And the Chazon Ish came and said, Vivadai, not even the Chumra, Vein Lachor, Vein Lachula, Big Beitza's two eggs, Katwa Beitza, etc., etc. And he said to the Chazon Ish, yeah, well, we've been living in Eretz Yisrael for thousands of years, and no one ever thought that until you got off the boat. That's not the kind of question that pays the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish would answer, so if someone's been doing a sheker for thousands of years, they shouldn't do it for another year. Right? The Chazon Ish was like, well, meaning it was not a factor for him what everyone did. It's only a factor for him what the emissaries did. So the Rav Chaim Noah, who was one of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, got up and wrote a whole book defending the traditional halacha against the Chazon Ish. You know, he wasn't entirely successful in the PR battle, but it's famous. If you go to any, you know, if you Google how big is a Revi'a, you'll get, according to the Chazon Ish, it is, according to Rav Chaim Noah, 86 milliliters, or centimeters, same thing. According to Rav Chaim Noah, 86 centimeters, and according to the Chazon Ish, it is 142 milliliters. Are you Googling now? How big is the Revi'a? What does it say? Okay, that's just it. Anyway, this is Rav Chaim Noah. But with this year, we're interested in his favorite Sofa Shulchan, which is a halacha paper on Orach Chaim, which is not only on Hilchot Shabbos, but it's mostly quoted in Hilchot Shabbos, on Golden Brachos, etc. And he quotes from the Tzemach Tzedek, and I assume that's what the Bavitch do when I was there, so you're not allowed to cut thin slices of anything because of this Rashi. Rashi says the way of Thanksgiving involves toking, and clearly you want them to be very small, just thin. So being anything long and thin is toking, says the Sota Shulchan, quoting the Tzemach Tzedek based on Rashi. However, the Rav Tum, of course, on the sheet, disagree. Number one, the Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe and Os Gimel in these that same similar Rav Moshe, all the Chubas Herb Eider, asked, well, is it only if you cut it all three dimensions? Or even if you cut it into thin one pieces, like you do with tomatoes and cucumbers and carrots? It's pasha that's
not talking.
And the Shmir Shabbos also quotes from Shlomo Zalman that it's pasha to him, that it is not, that it's in the Mishnah Shlomo. Does he quote it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's in the Mishnah Shlomo, it's in Tadi Aleph, Os Yud Gimel. Yeah. Tadi Aleph, Os, Os Yud Gimel, I think it's someplace in the Shmir Shabbat, but in the footnotes, but I don't remember where. Anyway, both Rav Moshe and the Shmir and Rav Shlomo Zalman, Simon Tzadi Aleph and the Mincha Shlomo Chelik Aleph disagree. Why do they both? Why do they both disagree? So he says very poshut.
They have two different svar. They don't disagree with Rav. You don't want to take on Rav. Says Rav Moshe, by reeds for basket weaving, the smallest you can make them and they're still useful is thin strips. So that's coding. But by food,
You can always make it smaller in a stick. If you cut the cucumber into thin strips, you can always cut it more than leaf slippers on salad. And therefore, that pita chirachi, that long and thin, is cocaine is only for basket weaving for reed, because they would be useless if you made them smaller than that. But the food would be useful, even if it was smaller than that. Therefore, it would be useful even if it was smaller than that. Therefore, that's not cocaine. They were Shlomo Zalman, again, the Shlomo and Tzadi Aleph. Osir Gimel says a slightly different svara, although it comes with the same basic tuition. Says by food, if you cut food into long strips, it still needs to get smaller before you swallow it. I'm not talking if you're weird, right? You need to chew it with your teeth and make it smaller to swallow it. It's still mechuter tina. It needs more, you know, if you chop it in very small pieces, you can eat it without chewing. If you still need to chew it, then that's not tokening because it's not as small as it needs to be. As opposed to that weaving, which you don't need to make it any smaller. So it's a very similar idea. The basket weaving, when you make thin, long reeds, that's as small as they're going to get. As opposed to food, which Ramosha just says could get smaller, and it comes out that that's just going to get smaller. Must get smaller before you swallow it if you don't want to choke. And therefore, that's not the token by food. By food, it's only token if it's very small. But by reeds for a basket, it's token as long as they are very thin. That is Ramosha and Rishpoma Zalman. Again, let me just put it on the board. How about thin strips? Says the Sos HaShulchan, thin and cup of text. A Rabbein author says the Shut Minchas Shlomo. Chelek Aleph, Simon Sadi Aleph, Os Yud Gimel, and the Igros Moshe on the sheet. Mutter. And most posting nowadays, Topkin Mutter, like with Shlomo Zalman, and Ramosha Feinstein. Again, if it's not Shlomo, but I think if you're a Lubavitcher, you should be Machra on it. But if you're not a Lubavitcher, then we generally assume it's Mutter, and that's why people don't worry about how thin they're cutting the food. I don't know, when you grow up, did someone tell you to be Machra, not to cut the cucumbers into thin slices because it could be a shot of token? I don't know, maybe someone told me nothing. I don't know. You never learned about it as a kid. Anyway, I think the many goal of remake on this. I think the many goal of remake on this, like for Shlomo Zalman.
What are they going to do with Mekatek?
Mekatek is if you cut it to a certain size, that'll be useful. So in that rocket, he said, when you tear the reed into two or three thin strips, that is cocaine. And then when each is a meter long. But for your basket, you know how to basket weave. You need 90 centimeters, not a meter. So you chop it down to 90 centimeters. That's makate, which is chopping something down to size. We use the makate doesn't apply to food. Because food doesn't have a size that cost. But that would be makate. So we think makate a lot nowadays. That's a little controversial. We'll get to it. How much that shaya to modern day life. Like, do we ever cut things to size? Certainly, sometimes we cut things down to a certain full size. No, certainly if you're building, etc., do that all the time.
Never food even derabana.
I think never food even derabana. But I don't know. On weekdays, when do we do makate?
Perforated things.
Perforated things, right? Like yogurt thingy.
What?
Yogurt things.
That's why you want to be a type person. Because taco is all about because all these things are not makate. So that might be a finish, might not be a finish. But okay, maybe. If you break the yogurts on the perforated, that's machate, because you want each to be the right size for yogurt.
Silver foil and cling film cooking.
Ah, that's a good one. You have a roll of silver foil, right? And you take off the amount of silver foil you want, or ceramic, whatever you want. Cling film. Cling film is ceramic. And what do? You roll it out, and then you cut it at the size you need. That's not the makate. That's the real makate. Full detail of Yishol. I am, but not for now. It's definitely awesome.
Just want to make sure everybody uses token by non-food things, right? Just in the glass of token.
You mean by like total non-food things, like
kind of things.
So
even mojito or.
Okay, good question. Rock is going to be done. Does everyone necessarily agree? Maybe. The Mishnah Berurah certainly agrees. If they're tokening by things that are not for eating at all, just things that are for other things that have nothing to do with food, that have nothing to do with food whatsoever. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah Mem Hei, he talks about that. And the Mishnah Berurah Mem Hei, he points out that token applies to non-food items as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah Mem Hei, why is this in Mem Hei? Because the Shulchan Aruch only talks, at least here, about token by foods. Okay, maybe I should have put a Shulchan Aruch of token by non-foods, which is a big focus. The shin base of Zion, what if someone has dried mud on their clothing? The age of the portion, then if it's dried mud, it's usher to scrape it off your clothing, it's okay. You get dried mud on your clothing, scrape it off, you actually make it into little tiny pieces. Anyway, that has an influence. Memhei is just the end of the token, Stephen. What if they at the end of Memhei? He says, if you have a rotten piece of wood, it's not good for carpentry. So what do? You pulverize it and you chop it into tiny pieces that then you use for making something else. You know, maybe they had like fake wood, whatever you call in those days. What do we call the fake wood?
Is that what plywood is? Like this wood here, right?
Like this.
No.
Okay, plywood. Or if you grind a clod of dirt, canados are 8 times, or you saw wood to get sawed up. If you saw wood and you want to saw it up, that looks like super loop, etc. But you saw wood because you need sawed up, or you file metal to get metal shavings. Chayav, ishias b'yuchay, even on a kol shehu. You're chayav on a kol shehu. And that's the Rambam is the one who talks about the metal and the wood. The wood comes from Tolos Filthy, right? So we see Fargo Tolos Filthy, that's the best example of non-food. We see that token applies even to non-food items as well. If you are either filing it or chopping it into tiny pieces. So that would still be an answer. And what the Kiddush of Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe and Rashi, in some ways, non-food could be more common than foods. Because even if you make one thing strips, that would be, even if you make one thing strips, if it's a non-food, Rashi says that would be an answer. Why? Why is it more common? So said Shlomo Zalman, because food needs to be chewed, but non-food don't need to be chewed, so therefore, that's like the final sort of thing. So the Rav Moshe and non-foods, sometimes, like, you never want them smaller than that. You need to make a basket as well as the food, which are still useful if they are smaller. Okay, I think we have to call it a day for now. We didn't get to finish token. Yeah, we have a few more things to discuss for the heter of token. Let's mention one other point, and then maybe we'll have to just pick up next time and finish up. If we go back to the Ramah, we were in the Ramah new base. You can't chop off Gruvas with Reuben for old people who have trouble with food. Remember, they didn't invent in those days. The old people needed mashed food. Okay. Why Mifnei Zekanim? Why does it say you're not allowed to chop up Gruvas with Reuben, right? Dried figs and carobs for old people. And is it winter for young people? So that is Ema says the Magen Avraham. Also for old people, winter for young people. Big fish. Says the Magen Avraham, he limits the whole Easter. Yet, says the Magen Avraham, okay, yeah, we have to say this now. Says the Magen Avraham in Yudalid, he says, when we call Makum Nirali,
Shadin and etc. Umato thingy shayotolo kap shari. But if someone can eat it, it's mutter. Meaning, if you can eat it without chopping, it's mutter to chop. Something edible. He says the Magen Brum, he restricts the whole itter. We thought we paskined that it's upter to chop even edible food. Says the Magen Brum, no. It's only upter to chop edible food for those minority people who can't live without chop. As opposed to when it came to individually karka, the heter of eggs and cheese and meat, then we said, if rural people can eat it, that's good enough. Says the Magen Avraham, and with this we'll end. Let's just make ourselves. That's a big cooler, this Magen Avraham. Says the Magen Avraham, really, them mutter lachtoch, ochlin, dak and dak, lemisha yokol, la ochlo, shalin. Really? You're allowed to chop something in order to eat it. Really, to everyone who's in Tosos. If it makes no difference for you, it's not a lava. The after of lachto here, dak dak, word of the Ramah, the oster rock, lemi, eno yokol, lechol, li, chito. That's what?
Similar to the birds, right?
That is similar to the birds. And then what's the difference between the birds in this case? The difference is just that when it comes to the birds, ain't no duly karka, if rural people can eat it, you can chop it for everyone. When it comes to duly karka, even if rural people can eat it, you can only chop it for the rural people, not for the meat. That's a tremendous cool among the broad. And strangely, Seth and Mishnah Brura, Sif Cotton, We just don't follow Ruvid Yalla. We're the only one of the things we don't follow Ruvid Yalla. It's really lovely to chop something that you could eat without chopping. Just follow Ruvid Yalla. We follow each person. That's a big Kiddush. In the Bir Halacha, he says, Lefnez the King, I am of Navram, etc. Says, no, that's a big Kiddush. That's what seems like to Navram. And the Bir Halacha, he rejects the Magen Avraham. He said, no, that doesn't make sense. You know why Ramah said the Canaan? Not after the Canaan, but for the ear of its mother. He said the Canaan, that's the normal case. Whoever, no one ever chops or cuts the ear of it anyway. That's just, he just quoted the normal case. But of course, up to the chop for everyone. So this is a fundamental machloka between the Magen Avraham and the Bir Halacha. Says the Bir Halacha, it's always after. Basically, according to this Magen Avraham, all the children are arguing on Tosfos. We're really arguing on Tosfos. They're just arguing one tiny little prat. They didn't really mean even edible foods as utter to chop. No, they just meant we don't go by rule, but for you it's inedible, then it's utter to chop. That's all they meant. You don't go by rule. But it's only utter to chop inedible foods. That's not, we don't go by rule. The gula that James is the Canaan. Says the Biralacha, no, that's not true. Don't make a deal. He was just quoting a normal everyday case. He's making a deal. It's utter to chop legame. In the Mishnah Brura, he said, like the Magen Avraham, the Dark of Kodesh. The Mishnah almost never is willing to contradict the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura, even when he says he's going in the Bir Halacha. That's the Derech of the Mishnah. That's the Anova of the Chavetz Chaim. That it's not like he wasn't willing to argue with anyone. That's not Anova. That's just stupidity to never argue with anyone. But he knew there were different leads of, across all the post-Gibna, Corona, Mara, and Fire. But for him, he knew there were different leads. He wasn't on the point of being stupid. Where he says, oh, I can't argue with anyone because they're all from the creed. But when he came to the Magen Avraham, he goes to many, many examples. Even when he's sure the Magen Avraham is wrong, he still quotes in the Mishnah Brura. Who am I to reject the Magen Avraham? I'll quote him in the Mishnah Brura, and then the Bir Halacha will explain why he's wrong. Now, if every outcome of the world is good, Magen Avraham is one thing. But if we only have logic and the Brura, which often go together on the side, we've seen it a few times. In the Bir Halacha, he says the Magen Avraham is wrong, but in the Mishnah Brura, he brings it down. So in the Mishnah Brura, he brings down the Bir Halacha. He brings down the Magen Avraham. In the Bir Halacha, he rejects him. But Lamaita, the later Poskim understood, this Magen Avraham is so schwer, it's regressing on such a thin basis, make such a tremendous Kiddush, to make that Kiddush that all the Rishonim agreed, disagreed with Tosfos, really only disagreed with him 1% and agreed with him 99%. Right? When they say edible food, you can't be talking. They really mean you can do tokens, just not for those few people who can't eat it. They such a tremendous finish. That was too much of a finish. That they're not willing to accept. And therefore, all the modern-day Sfarim assume like the Bir Halacha against the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham, and we assume that whether for Zakenim or for Tzeirim. Why do I update the Kenim? So, full of a common Shiloh that came up in his days, not because he meant to say the doctor. Okay? That is a fascinating machloket. The Magen Avraham really like takes all the power out of the cover, but the mice of the modern day Pokemon do not rely on the right here, for example. Tirin Shabbat Gokhtha, for example, says that you're not allowed to chop up fruits or vegetables, and he doesn't say anything about whether it's the Canaan or anyone else, etc. And likewise, all the modern day Pokemon all reject this Magen Avraham. Okay, we'll just finish up the last few details on Pokin and Mirza Shem next time and start Lot. And when we finish Lot, we'll have Chazara and Ebekhina.
Okay, what?
We're not doing work cool with the thing because I think they should report your local mindset. It's a great question. Eitan Dresden asked me before, doesn't the Truma Tadesha bring up the Sparsh and Buri Okla? How can the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah say it's removed cocaine? So, okay, maybe I didn't say it over good enough, Eitan. He definitely brings up that Spara, but the Mishnah Berurah Magen Avraham to bring up that as an additional Spara besides his main point. His main point is Mishnah Berurah, and then he also throws in Shvui Ochla, but that's not his main Spara. That's just something extra he threw in. As opposed to the Gra and the Taz, who assume, no, that's really his main Spara. If you look in the Gra, I know it's a little hard to read, he says that's exactly the Gra's donning on. Which, is that his main Spara or is that not his main Spara? So everyone agrees he brings in the Spara, just the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah would say that's an extra thing he threw in, not his main part.
Thanks, Rabbi.